Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is County Legislator Sam Fine. And Sam is going to talk about the upcoming Aurora Games that will be at the Times Union Center. So, Sam, when you read about it in the paper, were you surprised? Were you happy? What was your reaction?
Yeah, I was very happy. I think it's very exciting, especially because this is the first ever time that they're doing the Aurora Games and celebrating women's sports. And, you know, I was not too surprised because we were successful in bringing the NCAA March Madness competition here. I think it's going to be next year as well. And so I think with the new renovations, there's been a lot of success in bringing big events here. So I wasn't too surprised, but a little bit surprised and very happy.
Now, the Times Union Center is part of your district. And I know over the past year that there's been a lot of stuff being done to the Times Union Center. What exactly has been done, and what do you think that the Nancy Kerrigan's husband, who's organizing the games, why do you think he chose the Times Union Center because of the updates?
Yeah, there has been a lot of updates. The biggest renovation was the atrium, which used to be outside, is now completely enclosed and renovated. And it's very nice on the inside. And there's also large LED screens on the outside of the building. There's also the new Capitol Center up the street, and the Renaissance Hotel was recently renovated, and those are all connected by enclosed walkways. And so, yeah, all these renovations together make a big difference. But from what I read, the head of the Aurora Games reached out to Bob Belber, who is he works with SMG. He manages the Times Union Center and the Capitol Center. SMG is the company that the county contracts to manage the Times Union Center. And so he was looking for, you know, potential places to host it. And I think the guy organizing the games had in mind a larger city, but Bob Belber really sold him on the Times Union Center. And I'm sure that the renovations had a large part to do with it.
So, you know, the price tag was $20 million. And when I first heard that, I thought, wow, that's a lot of money. So what's your opinion of the amount of money into the renovations at the Times Union Center? Do you think it was cost effective?
I think it was. I mean, anytime $20 million obviously sounds like a huge sum of money, but, you know, when you look at what stadiums cost to build, oftentimes when they're building new stadiums, pro sports teams, they'll spend hundreds of millions of dollars on it. And so I think, you know, $20 million is actually a really good investment because it's going to extend the life and modernize the Times Union Center. And I think if we just kind of ignored it and didn't, you know, put the necessary upgrades into it, we'd end up losing a lot more money in the long run because we've already invested so much into it, and the arena would not last as long.
Mhm. Good. Okay. So, what do you envision? I mean, I'm sure that there are going to be a lot of people coming in, but as far as tourism, and it's going to be the week, I believe, of the Travers race in Saratoga. And there'll be a lot of people from all over the country coming into the Capital District. What do you envision as far as tourism? Do you think that's going to help Albany out a lot?
Yeah, I think it will. I think what we have to do in Albany is really promote ourselves for tourism. It brings in a lot of benefits to the economy when you have people from outside coming in. Spending money, it showcases our city and our county. So I think it will bring great benefit. And I think know, it didn't occur to me that it's the same week as Travers, but I think that's great to have something going on in Saratoga at the same time something's going in Albany. I think it's, you know, it's good for the region as a whole to have you know, so much going on at the same time.
So I'm going to be interviewing, Jerry Solomon on Monday, and he's the organizer of this event. What do you, I mean, there's going to be a lot of different women from all different sports, and I hope that something is done to embrace all these women, and I'll tell you why. Because when I lived down the, up the street from the Freihoff is Run for Women, and the Freihoff is Run for Women is a one-day event. People from all over the country come in, and it used to be an international event. And people would come in, and, you know, then by the end of the day, they would leave. And maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see much of a embracing all of these women who have, you know, worked so hard. So do you think that the Aurora Games will be different? Do you think there'll be, you know, more of a welcoming for them?
Yeah, I really hope they are. From what I read about the Aurora Games, it seems like that's the whole point of the game, is to really, you know, celebrate and showcase the greatness of women's sports and competition. So, I really hope it has, you know, more of a lasting effect on women's sports in general, and that we really make the effort to make sure that we're honoring, showcasing the women athletes who are competing.
So you'll be up for re-election when the games are on, right?
Yeah. I don't know if I'll be able to make it. My election will be, the games will be about 2 weeks before the primary election.
Do you anticipate a primary challenge?
You know, I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
The way I've approached it the whole time is that I'll expect to have a challenger. You know, I want to prepare. But I've also felt that I continue working hard, doing what I feel is best for the people, keeping in touch with the people that, you know, that they'll continue to support me regardless whether I have a challenger or not. And I think it's important, whether I have a challenger or not, to make sure that I'm, you know, continuing to be in touch with the people and to serve them the best way possible.
So, with the Aurora Games, have you spoken to anybody in your role as the county legislator in that district? Has anybody reached out to you and asked for your input, or have you offered any or something like that?
You know, not specifically about the Aurora Games, but I am also a member of the Civic Center Committee. And we haven't had a Civic Center committee meeting for a while. And the Civic Center is the committee in the county legislature that manages the Times Union Center. But I'm sure when we do have one, we will be asking questions about the Aurora Games. I'm sure everyone will be very excited about it. You know, I do keep in touch pretty regularly, though, through the Civic Center and outside the committee with Bob Belber, who manages the facility. You know, follow what's going on. And, you know, I know we're very happy to see Johnny Rockets go in there, and I'm excited that there's going to be a food court opening up across the street from the Times Union Center.
Will there be ample parking if there's a food court going in right across the street?
Well, we have there's the Times Union Center garage, so I think there's always I think there's always parking there. And the food court, you know, I think it'll have a few different restaurants. It'll probably be, you know, most frequented during event times, like all the restaurants in that area there.
Okay. Now, do you go to a lot of shows?
I don't go to a lot, but I do go on occasion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So
yeah, I go to I like have once a year they have the Union College versus RPI Mayor's Cup, they call it, hockey game, and I'm a alumni of Union College, so I like to go to that.
Okay. So what's new on the horizon? I mean, I speak to Mark Grimm all the time, and I'm sure that you guys have differing opinions. So what's new as far as the county legislature is?
Yeah, well, as you've probably spoken to Mark Grimm about this, is we have a paid sick leave bill that we're considering. Pretty sure me and Mark Grimm are on opposite sides of that. I'm a strong supporter of the paid sick leave bill, and we just had a public hearing on it a few days ago, and we're likely going to be voting on it in November. So I think it's going to be a close vote, but I'm optimistic that it will pass, because I think ultimately people will realize the importance of it and the impact that it'll have on workers throughout the county.
Okay, terrific. So if anybody wants to contact you, where is your district? What area does it encompass?
So it's the area, of course, around the Times Union Center. And then further south
right
of there includes most of the south end, Morton Ave up to Delaware Ave, and then the Mansion neighborhood, the Pastures neighborhood, most of the downtown business area on State Street, North Pearl, and then the Tenbrook Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of difficult to describe in words without showing a map, because it's not a very large district, but it kind of snakes around to pieces of a lot of different neighborhoods.
You know, one of the things that has been pretty controversial over the past couple of months is the sewage treatment plant that they want to put in Lincoln Park. And given the fact that the Aurora Games will bring in a lot of people to these games over, you know, a week's period, do you think that puts a lot of strain on the sewage problems in the city of Albany? And if so, what can be done about it?
You know, I'm not sure if that is really a problem, because from my understanding of the issue, it really has to do with when there's storms, because we have a combined stormwater and sewage system in Albany, as most older cities have. And so when it rains a lot and there's storms, they have to let a lot of raw sewage into the Hudson. So, you know, I think,
uh-huh.
I mean, I'm sure when there's more people in a city, it always puts a little bit more strain, but I think the biggest problem is really about the stormwater. And yeah, that project is you know, I know that a lot of people are upset about it. I think the city kind of went about it the wrong way and not seeking input. I spoke out at one of the meetings about it. I think ultimately,
right,
you know, the city's going to have to work with the public to come up with the best solution. I do see there, you know, there are some benefits to it, to the system, some clear, you know, clear benefits, and it definitely, a treatment plan is needed, but, you know, I think it's, the question is that the right place for it?
So the Aurora Games, it's going to be a first of its kind. If I'm sure, and it will be successful, do you think that could lead to other big ticket items coming into the Times Union Center?
Yeah, I think it will. I think the more big ticket items we have, the more publicity we'll get, and the more that we'll be able to, you know, draw in more big ticket items. I think, you know, especially with SMG, they've done a really good job. Bob Belber have done a really good job of managing the facility. I think having them there and Bob Belber able to promote it, promote the arena, is really good, and because of him and SMG, we're able to bring in a lot of these big ticket events. As I mentioned, the March Madness is coming. I believe it's next year. We've had the Women's March Madness in the past, so I think, you know, we're having a lot of success with bringing in big events.
Wow! So March Madness. The only thing I know about March Madness, I'm not that much of a basketball lover, is back in 2007, during March, I was diagnosed with cancer. And I know when I was talking to the doctor that those games were going on. So that's all I know about March Madness. So is this throughout the country, and how big of an attraction is it?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. But, yeah, it's a nationwide event. It's a college basketball tournament. It's very exciting because there's 64 teams. It's one game and you're out, so there's a lot of different rounds. And it's you know, unlike most sports, a lot of sports where you have, you know, a few teams and it's a best of seven series. This is just, you know, one-on-one. If you lose, you're out. You win, you move on to the next round. And, it's always very – and people always fill out – a lot of people fill out brackets, too. They'll fill out brackets, try to, you know, guess the winners. And there's always a lot of upsets and, you know, it never really works out how you expect. So that makes it more exciting. But I think it'll be like the Sweet 16. It'll be one of the earlier rounds. The biggest is the Final Four and the Finals, the Final Four teams and the last two teams. And that one is coming to Albany. But it'll be one of the earlier rounds, which is also very important. I think it might be the Sweet 16, which is the last 16 teams.
So as far as sports, what else do you envision once these Aurora games, you know, come?
For future events?
Yes.
You know, I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I know that we've had some hockey tournaments in the past. I think the ECAC College Hockey Championships have been in Albany before, so maybe that will come back. You know, I think you know, maybe possibly more college sports. I know the arena football was very popular. So, you know, we've had the Albany Devils used to be here. We don't have a hockey team anymore. I don't know if there's a chance we'll get one again, but you know, possibly more, you know, more hockey tournaments.
So if somebody wants to contact you that's in your district, how can they do so?
Oh, they can email me. They can call me. My email is samfine6@gmail.com. That's my name spelled F-E-I-N. They can call me 518-362-8380. They can look me up online, and my contact information is on the county website and my own website. So there's, yeah, I try to be very accessible. People should have no problem contacting me if they want to. I encourage people to do so.
Thank you. So before my closing remarks, I want to tell everybody about a benefit on November 19th. At Glenn Peter Jewelers on Central Avenue in Colony. There's going to be a benefit for Regent Adams, who has been an activist in the city of Albany for the past 50 years. And she'll be the guest of honor, and another special guest will be Paul Grundahl. So I hope to see, and it's going to be sponsored by Focus on Albany from 5:30 to 7:30, Monday, November 19th. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Thanks so much, Sam. And I'm sure that once the games get closer, we'll talk again. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you, Cynthia.